Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are and wherever you are listening to us.
The keys of life.
The world is a very, very big house. Many people living in many rooms. We must open all the doors up. We must unlock them all today. Throw all the keys away.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين.
My name is Sheikh Zaid Al Salami.
A few years ago, I started the course of wanting to commentate on a very important book that I believe is something that would be useful for everyone who reads it, and that is the book Mafatih Al Hayat, written by Ayatollah Al-Uzma Al-Sheikh Jawadi Amuli. We're talking about how a municipality needs to function, the council, those in charge of building a city, what kind of buildings should be built first, what kind of structure should the buildings have, all these other interesting topics that Islam does have a lot to say about. Something that does strike us as very important is places of worship. And that's why when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi moved to Al-Madinah Al-Munawwara, the first thing that he did was he established the foundations of Al-Masjid Al-Nabawi Al-Sharif. A masjid functions but in itself in a variety of different ways. You know, it's a multi-purpose kind of facility. It's not only for ibadah, for praying, but also for cases of marriage, also for cases of death, also for counseling and consultation, also for social gatherings. It's also a place where people are able to feel secure. A variety of things a masjid is used for. Unfortunately, we can see in our communities today, masajid are not used for majority of these things, and that's very, very sad. And that's why we need to revisit these hadith, and we need to understand, you know, why is it so important for us to have these kind of facilities in our communities. When I mentioned that there needs to be some kind of system in put in place when you are building a community, when you are building a city, you know, there needs to be a hospital, there needs to be a school, there needs to be a recreational facilities. Here, Ayatollah Jawadi emphasizes on the point of there needing to be cultural centers and places of worship. Now, when we say places of worship, it could mean Islamic center, it could mean masjid, it could mean Husayniya, whatever the case may be, it's a place where people are able to come together and worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and perform their Islamic rituals. Of course, this is something very, very important, which is why there is such a high recommendation in the establishing of a masjid and in the participating of building a masjid. من بنى مسجدا كمفحص قطاة بنى الله لَهُ بَيْتًا فِي الْجَنَّةِ. And that's why it is so important for us to look into these ahadith that speak about, and verses from the Holy Quran, of course, that speak about ta'sisul masjid, about establishing a masjid, and the reward, the abundant reward that you are going to have. You know, if you were to build a masjid, a Baytullah. And of course, this is one of the most honorable things that a person can do. Does the masjid need to have a minaret, and it needs to have a dome, and it needs to have all of these kind of things? Absolutely not. It can be simple. It can be very, very basic.
Ayatollah Jawadi Amuli, the author of the book Mafatih Al Hayat, The Keys of Life. This book, Mafatih, ought to be in two volumes. One volume, the present volume, Mafatih al-Janan, is on the level of the lofty rewards for praying, fasting, etc.
یه جلدش کم داره و اینه که فرونت رخکاری اینجا کم ثواب داره، دعا هم داره، ثواب هم داره.
But the book lacks its second volume, which ought to be on subjects like the lofty rewards for planting a tree.
امام اونطوری که اینو گفته بودم گفته دی. اون امامی که گفته اگر روزه بگیری ثواب داره، همون امام گفته که اگر درخت بکاری ثواب داره.
Imam has mentioned both of these subjects. The very Imam who has stressed out the reward for praying has also highlighted the reward for planting a tree. There are generous amounts of reward for protecting the environment. When growing wheat, take some in your hand and say these prayers. These are what the very Imam has mentioned. We lack this second volume in Islamic world.
Even there's a hadith from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi where he says that you should not put too much effort in the luxurious side of the masjid, but you know, with the houses and that, make sure that لا تزخرفوا مساجدكم كما زخرفت اليهود والنصارى بيعهم. Don't adorn your masjids the way the Jews and the Christians would adorn their places of worship. You know, this is one hadith from Rasulullah that's in Mustadrak al-Wasail. I think one of the important points here to remember is that if they are going to distract you from ibadah and worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you need to make sure that is something that is stayed away from. Important thing is that there are many dunyawi benefits for building and participating in the building of a masjid, and there are many ukhrawi rewards as well. And we also need to remember that if you do participate in building a masjid, or if you are a part of a masjid or anything else, we need to remember that there are a lot of requirements, special requirements for a masjid, special ahkam for a masjid. And that's why we need to sanctify and revere Baytullah in any way possible, remembering that you need to keep it clean, remembering that it should be venerated, and all of these other issues that must be remembered. Anyway, there are a few hadith Ayatollah Jawadi talks about here, especially towards the end, after establishing how important it is and necessary it is to build Islamic centers and masajid and cultural centers and things like that. He then speaks about what are the etiquettes of dealing with a masjid. How should we deal with a masjid, you know? Deal with the masjid with respect, with honor. Make sure, you know, kids are supervised so they don't do any najasa. You know, make sure when you go to a masjid, you know, one hadith here, it says, "Naha Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi an akli thumi an akli thumi an yu'zi ra'ihatuhu ahl al-masjid." That you should avoid eating garlic if the garlic smell is going to, you know, annoy people that are in the masjid. Subhanallah. That's why when you do have the mosque, you need to take care of the mosque. You need to make sure that it's clean. You need to make sure that you don't walk in with stinky socks and all these other important things that we need to remember as far as avoiding any kind of disrupting of that pureness, that cleanliness of the house of God. I think, you know, finishing off this area of the functioning of a municipality, of a city, which is a very important topic, and the variety of issues that we discussed. And then in our next topic, we're going to talk about the economic system of a society, of a Muslim society. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa alihi tahirin.
Driving past, walking fast, to the field of dreams, hear the children scream.
That was The Keys of Life by Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. IRIB English Radio.
Every corner represents a different image in my mind. A momentary emotion, space spent in time, in time.